It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Governor Jared Polis said in a press conference Sunday that federal medical supply efforts are falling well short of what is needed. At the height of the outbreak, Colorado may need thousands more life-saving ventilators than it currently has. He said the federal government has indicated that states are on their own.
We as states need to play an unprecedented role in securing our own supply chains of personal protective equipment and ventilators to deal with the virus. And we are, and we will.
Polis also highlighted the gravity of the coronavirus crisis, saying he expects it will reach every corner of Colorado. The U.S. Senate is still trying to find bipartisan agreement on an almost $2 trillion coronavirus aid package that it could pass and send to the House. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crove says via Skype that everyone wants to get it done fast, but they also want to make sure it's right. One area he's looking at is how funds to help larger companies like airlines would be used.
These are companies that have done stock buybacks and other things. I want to make sure it's going to support operations, that the airlines can continue to fly, but also support workers.
The Senate package is the largest financial response to an economic crisis ever. It includes $500 billion in loans to businesses, states, and municipalities, direct payments of $1,200 to adults and $500 per child, and $250 billion to help state unemployment insurance programs. Snowpack in southwestern Colorado was close to average after snowstorms last week gave the region a needed boost. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
February and March are key months for building snowpack in Colorado. The southwestern corner of the state fell behind as snowfall lagged, but the San Juan Mountain region saw a 7% uptick compared to a week ago. The Colorado Climate Center says all that snow may not exactly translate into full reservoirs. Dry fall months created more arid soils, which will grab some of the runoff to replenish soil moisture. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Dish Network subscribers in Durango in southwest Colorado are getting two Denver TV stations. Normally, the TV stations in that part of the state come out of New Mexico. Now, Dish has announced it will stream the Denver Fox and ABC affiliates to that part of Colorado. Around Denver, sunny skies today and temperatures getting warmer over the next few days. This is CPR News.